Welcome to the Sales Territory Design Playbook. You're about to carve up somebody's market and hand the pieces to real people whose paychecks depend on getting a fair one. That's why this project is as much politics as it is systems. Here's your download before you open the repo. The whole thing in one line. Territories aren't drawn, they're valued. You can't split a market fairly if you don't know what the pieces are worth, which is why market map is a hard prerequisite. If they've done one, have every account in the CRM, and have a valuation on each, you're ready. If not, you sell market map first. Territory design without valuations is drawing lines on a map and hoping the reps don't notice. And remember the sequence. Market map unlocks territory design, and territory design unlocks lead routing. In that order, every time. Blueprint is where you make the cuts, and there's a right order. Cut firmographically first, enterprise, mid-market, SMB, because you hire a completely different seller for each one and run a completely different process. Then cut geographically, time zone, if they're small, real regions, if they're large. Then, inside the geography, round robin. Do not go below the metro. Three reps in San Francisco splitting inbound. Round robin beats carving San Francisco by zip code. Because the headquarters almost never matches where the buying team actually sits, and zip code territories are a nightmare the first time somebody quits. A client once asked us to split by the first letter of the company name. Round robin is better than that. Cut by product or vertical only when it's genuinely a different sale. Blueprint has an artifact, and it's the best part of this project. Instead of a spreadsheet, you ship an interactive territory map. Bubbles, sized by the TAM in each metro. Territory equity you can see at a glance, so nobody has to take your word for whether Sarah got the juice. And a slider for headcount, drag it from 10 reps to 20, and watch the territories carve themselves in real time. That slider is the argument for carving three steps ahead. Don't hand Jim the entire West Coast, hand him West 1, 2, and 3 today. So the day they hire, it's a reassignment, instead of a recarve. One warning, normalize before you balance. On one build, a single enormous account made a whole central region look rich when it was really one whale and a lot of empty. Two more blueprint decisions. First, this isn't a sales-only project. The account team is the unit, AE, SDR, sales engineer, CSM. Sales engineers are the one role where a product cut usually does work, and they're often shared two account teams to one. If they run pods, the seller leads and everyone else inherits the cut. Second, layer in management. 12 reps and no director is a finding, not a detail. Decide regions first or countries first, then assign directors to territory groups, the same way you assign reps to territories. Build depends on the platform. In HubSpot, it's workflows and a mapping table. This AE, this BDR, this sales engineer, this CSM, cascading off the account owner. Salesforce gives you a real choice. Native fields on the account are fine for a smaller team, but as they approach roughly one territory per rep, move to a custom territory object. The reason isn't reporting, it's the number of places you have to remember to change. Change the owner on the territory record and everything downstream follows. Do it the other way, and you're updating a custom field here, a routing rule there, and hoping nothing slipped through. The good news, this is genuinely packageable. The names change from customer to customer. The infrastructure barely does. What actually blows up projects isn't the map, it's the rules. Get every holdover rule and discovery in both directions. What happens if three reps quit, and what happens if they hire 10? Holdouts are a checkbox on the account. Reps nominate their five, you filter them out of the carve, and you set a date to revisit. When a rep leaves, put a babysitter on the territory, rather than dumping the accounts on the director, and be honest with whoever covers it. These are yours, until we hire, and if you close one, it's yours. Then, work the edges, account hierarchies and franchisees, where the McDonald's headquarters and the operator with 15 locations are not the same territory. Partner motions, government, and product-led accounts landing in somebody's region. Every one of them is somebody's political fight if you skip it. Enable is short here because you show up with the blueprint already built. Two working sessions is usually enough. Walk them through the map, take the feedback, adjust it live in the room. Ship the rules of engagement document alongside it, because the map is what people look at, and the rules are what they argue about. And be clear about one boundary. Routing is not part of this project. Land this plane first, then open lead routing. Territories drift the moment a whale lands or a rep leaves. Put monitoring on it. If one territory's TAM suddenly triples, somebody should hear about it before the QBR, not during it. Revisit every half year at minimum, and always the week a new VP of sales or CRO walks in, because they're going to want to look at it on day one. Expect a lot of maintenance on this one. That's not a flaw in the design, that's the nature of the object. Last thing, the prize is bigger than a clean map. Imagine a new CRO walking in and getting an app they can actually poke at. Change the distribution, slide the headcount, watch the equity move. Instead of a stack of Salesforce reports, that's what we hand over. Open the repo, read the agent's file, run the checklist, and go carve something fair. Good luck out there.